www.thebeatsofmetal.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to open the hood. We're going to pop the hood and bring forth our favorite mechanical expert, one of our listeners, Frank in New Mexico, calls him the Swami. Mark Evans is going to be with us all throughout this entire hour to take your calls at our toll-free line, which is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And if there's something wrong with your vehicle, Mark can give you a free over-the-air diagnostic check. And it doesn't matter if you've been to a mechanic and just want a second opinion. Mark is more than happy to do that. Or if your vehicle is just plain not running or not running like it did a couple of weeks ago or a couple of days ago, we would love to have you dial us up at 855-660-4261. Is your vehicle sounding funny? Is it smelling funny? Is it braking in an unusual way? Is it rattling in an unusual way? Mark can help you out, and we can help you out via the telephone here at 855-660-4261. Also, via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. I'm still giving away those free samples from the folks at Wash Drops. Haven't mentioned it so much in recent times, but I still have a lot of Wash Drops samples to give away. So if you'd like to try out this innovative way to wash your car with a single bucket of water and you don't have to hose your car off after you're done, all you have to do is drop me an email with your name, address, and telephone number, because the folks at Wash Drops want to send it UPS or FedEx, and they require a telephone number. Just shoot it over to me at bob@autoworldradio.com, and we'll get those out to you ASAP. I was at a Jeep event this past week, a Chrysler event, in which I got a chance to drive the 2014 Jeep Cherokee, as well as the entire lineup of Ram products, as well as the new Dodge Durango. But I'm going to throw out a trivia question right now about another Dodge of a different color. This one goes back to the 1980s, and it was a collaboration between Lee Iacocca, when he was president of Chrysler back in the 80s, and his old friend Carroll Shelby. And they produced a number of Shelby vehicles, mainly Dodges for the Chrysler brand. But there was one particular one which was called the GLH. What was the Shelby GLH from the Dodge brand? What did it stand for, GLH? And if you can tell us what it was based on platform-wise, we're going to give you an extra special prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Let's welcome the man himself, the Swami, the guy with all the answers when it comes to mechanical issues with your vehicle, Mr. Mark Evans. Welcome to Auto World. How you doing there, Mark?
Well, good, Bob. It's a pleasure always to join you and share the microphone with you and climb into the cockpit again and fix all our listeners' cars. You know, we got to make sure Monday morning going to work is going good for everybody.
That is so true. Let's open up the Auto World garage, and I can see that you're properly attired and you've got all your tools ready to go, and you're ready and willing and more than able to help all of our listeners. So give us a call right now at 855-660-4261. Recently, you did a little bit of traveling yourself. You were down in the San Diego area of California. I've only been there once. It was an Infiniti launch a number of years ago. We stayed one night in, it was a Nissan Infiniti event. We stayed one night in San Diego at a very fancy hotel, and then we drove, and my driving partner was the one and only Mr. Ken Gross, who I know you know as well, famed automotive journalist and museum curator. And we drove from San Diego over to Palm Springs, where they showed off a new Infiniti product. This was in the early 2000s, I should say. But only one time there in San Diego, and I thought it was one of the most beautiful places in all of America.
It is, Bob. I've got two words to say. I'm moving there. I guess that's three words.
I got three words for you. Can you afford it?
Yeah. Well, when we just so happened, you know, just having some fun, like say cruising around in that area, and we went over to Coronado Island, and I thought, you know, hey, let's get off the main little road here and get off into the residential area and just see if we can find a house for sale and see what the prices are. Bob, it's only $854 a square foot for a house there on Coronado Island. So, no. Oh, to answer your question, no, I can't afford. I talked to some locals that were out in about 30 minutes away from the San Diego area, and acreage, you know, they've got 5-10 acres parcels, and they said it's affordable out there, you know, at $300,000 and above. But you're 30 minutes away from the great city of San Diego. But had a great time and got to see some neat cars all through the streets. And Coronado Island is just beautiful. They had a little art fair going on. And they said no matter where you go, there's Maseratis and Ferraris sitting on the normal main streets, parks. And that's exciting because I just don't have that here where I live. So
exactly. Go right ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, in fact, we took a little walk down Orange Avenue there on Coronado, and if Baba can't get away from helping people, in fact, a gentleman had a hood up on a Dodge Durango, and he couldn't get started, so I had clean clothes on, but I didn't care. You know, I didn't care. I went over, and we helped him get his vehicle started. So I'm always helping. That's the key, you know. I hate to see a dead car, dead vehicle on the side of the road. So
I don't
I always like to help keep them running and help people, and he was really thankful. He pulled a Nissan up there and jump-started it and got it going for him.
Yeah, it's remarkable when you go to affluent areas of California, and I was in Los Angeles for this Chrysler group event, and, you know, we drove through all the twisty mountains in both the Ram trucks as well as the Jeep Cherokee and the Dodge Durango, and part of the loop on the Cherokee took us through Malibu, and that's going to be one of the most beautiful places in this country. I know it because I look at the TV show Two and a Half Men quite often. So, you know, every time when I go to Malibu, all I have to do is think of Two and a Half Men. And also, if you've ever seen Jerry Seinfeld's online series that he did for Crackle, which is called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, he does one with Michael Richards, who played Kramer, and it shows them driving along the highway there, and sure enough, there's a part of a big mansion, and the swimming pool is already crumbled down off the side of the mountain, and Kramer's saying, "Look at that, Jerry! Can you believe it? $8 million, and it's bubbly time soon, you know."
Sliding down the hill,
but the cars that you see there, I mean, in 5 minutes in Malibu, literally, I mean, I saw vehicles that we never see up here in New England, you know, all kinds of Aston Martins, you name it, DBSs, Vanquishes, DB9s, saw multiple Ferraris, including the latest one, the Berlinetta, which is like a, you know, $400,000 car, Lamborghinis. It's just mind-boggling. It is fun. It is definitely fun. When we come back on the other side, we're going to open up the phone lines at 855-660-4261.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN.
great talk radio starts here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, AutoGeek.com is the web hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We are back. Welcome. Thank you for being here. It's your first time joining us here on Auto World. We welcome you with open arms. If you're a regular listener, we want to salute you and thank you very much for being a part of the Auto World family. If you're a regular listener, Mark Evans is a regular contributor to the show, field producer as well. From time to time, Mark will join me out in exotic places like Las Vegas for the SEMA show or Los Angeles for the International Auto Show or other places. And Mark is our go-to guy here when it comes to mechanical repairs. I'm getting over a little bit of a cold that I picked up. I was in Florida before I went to California, so both my wife and 3-year-old had this cold, and now I've got remnants of it, so every now and then my voice goes a little bit south on me. But our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If there's something wrong with your vehicle and you'd like a free over-the-air diagnostic check, call in to 855-660-4261 or email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com. I'm going to check the emails in a moment. We also have a trivia question out there, and it's, I think, a fairly easy one. I did an interview earlier today with the president of Shelby American, John Luft, and we were talking about the current offerings within the Shelby brand. They've got a bunch, including a hot version of the Ford Focus ST. Well, this is a throwback in Shelby terms to a vehicle that Carroll did in the 1980s for Dodge, and it was called the GLH. What did the GLH stand for? And what vehicle was the GLH based on? Whoever dials into 855-660-4261 and gets the answer correct is going to pick up a cool prize from Warren Tracy in the Busted Knuckle Garage. And also, we'll send you out some wash drops as well. Mark and I have been talking about our recent California visits and the opportunity to see some exotic hardware. When you go to California, in the affluent parts of California, you get to see cars that I don't see here in the greater Boston area, and that Mark doesn't see in the greater Boise area. And Mark, it gets you wondering. I'm beginning to sound like my dad, but I know when my mom and myself, it used to take my dad through some wealthy areas of the town that I grew up in. My dad kind of didn't like it. He always got kind of mad and always would kind of say, like, what do these people do for a living? And, you know, I could hear echoes of my dad as I was in Malibu and seeing these vehicles and saying to myself, you know, what do these people do for a living? And also seeing some of the people driving them. A lot of the people that were driving these Aston Martins that we saw were the wives, you know, they are professional women. They could have been, but to me, they look like Malibu housewives.
Yeah. You know, I sometimes, you know, Bob, I think the same thing, of course, and all I ask to say to myself is, like, I want to drink the same vitamin water they're drinking. You know? On the same note here, in every town, though, we do have, each and every one of our towns we live in, we do have some nice homes in certain areas. And I was up about a month ago. Son and I, Ryan, we were up mountain bike riding here out in our foothills, out of our little town here. And there's some beautiful homes up there with a view of the city, you know, because they're up on the hill looking down. And I've always wondered, Bob, same thing in my own hometown. Well, I've been here for, you know, since 1968, and you don't know who lives in those houses. And anyway, we come down the bike trail and all. And it just so happened that evening, it was an evening dark and all, and the gentleman that was out in front of his house, one of the beautiful homes there, ended up, he hollered at me to come over. And I thought, well, this is kind of strange. Anyway, I went over and said hi, and he said, check out the bird that's on my roof. Well, it was a big owl on his roof. And get visiting with him and just talking, and just we're kind of hashing back and forth because he had a 68 Camaro Z28 orange with white stripes convertible sitting in the driveway.
Oh, wow.
So, of course, we got talking back and forth, and then he introduced himself, and he introduced himself as Grant Peterson. Well, Grant Peterson, I want Grant Mark Evans, Auto Talk. And he's like, well, my goodness, I've been on your talk radio program, you know, back when I was on the air here in Boise area.
Sure.
And I said, well, yeah, many, many times I've had you on. And, of course, he was a sponsor of the program. And I just looked at him and said, so how long have you been living in this house? He says, oh, we bought this house, you know, about 5 years ago. Well, he owns, I don't know, Bob, probably 8 to 10 of the manufacturer brands here in the Idaho area.
Oh, wow.
So it kind of gave me a warm, fuzzy feeling because, you know, one of those people there who's living in a beautiful home is a car guy.
That's right.
Made me feel good.
That's great.
You know, he wasn't into cosmetics or anything. He was a car guy. So, but, yeah, really interesting. You know, we're all the same. All of us have car love in us, and we might not, some folks might not think that they have any love in their blood for a car, but they really do. I think, you know, you take that person out and you you start their vehicle up, and they take you for a drive. Every once in a while, you know, Bob, you'll always find somebody, I think, that puts the pedal to the metal.
That's great, Mark. Good story. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email bob@autoworldradio.com, and we're taking your mechanical questions. Something wrong with your vehicle? It's not running right, smelling right, sounding right? Is it rattling funny? Get on board. We got an email here. This first one is Henry. Henry in Missouri says he has a 2001 Toyota Camry with 198,000 miles on it, and his anti-lock brake light is constantly on, and he wants to know, for Mark, what is going on here?
Yeah, the good old ABS light. That is really, really simple, Henry. On your Camry, we got a lot of miles on there, 190,000. What you'll find is all you have to do is get it scanned, LBD2 scan tool, and have it scanned. Of course, this is a little secret here I've been sharing with everybody. You can go into a lot of the parts stores are doing this service for free. And they'll print it out for you because they're hoping that you'll buy the part from them, which helps them pay for the doing that free scan. But what you have is an anti-lock brake sensor, speed sensor, on every single wheel. And it's actually when that tire, that wheel's spinning, it's counting the rotations, and it tells the brake system along with the transmission shifts on how fast the car is actually going. So that when that light is on, that means that one of those sensors could be the right front, right rear, left rear, etc., could be bad. And so when we do scan it, it tells us the code number, and if it's like a PO201 on the car, the Toyota, it would be the left rear anti-lock brake sensor that is bad. And they're really not that expensive. But I definitely do recommend, Bob, for sure, with every one of our listeners to don't let the light stay on forever, like Henry's car here. We're going into the fall and winter seasons. The roads are going to get wet, icy, and snowy. And that one time that you have to apply the brakes quick and that sensor's bad, it'll lock the tire up and you'll be doing 360. You'll be doing some cookies out there, Bob.
Oh, boy, that doesn't sound good. We're going to have more calls and emails, bob@autoworldradio.com or 855-660-4261 after we step aside for some important messages. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Here's our telephone number. Once again, 855-660-4261. Email Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Something wrong with your vehicle? Mark Evans has popped the hood here. We've opened the garage, and he is taking your calls, answering your questions. We also have a trivia question out there about Carroll Shelby's collaboration with Dodge and his old friend Lee Iacocca in the 80s. They made the Dodge, the GLH. What was it based on, vehicle-wise, and what did the GLH stand for? Let's see if it works here. Let's go to... Oh, boy, did I drop in by mistake? I dropped in by mistake. So that does work. So Jim in Missouri, give us a call back. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. That was 100% my fault. It wasn't Matt's fault at the GCN's master control studio. I hit the drop button, but that's a good sign, Matt, that I was able to drop him. Now we just need to get Jim to call us back at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We're going to put you at the top of the heap here, Jim, because we want to help you out. And we also will keep that trivia question out there just a tad longer, just in case you had the correct answer to that. But meanwhile, we'll go back to the emails here, and we've been getting a lot of emails here. Here's another interesting email. This one comes in from the great state of New Hampshire. Paul, who's listening online at GCNlive.com, he wants to know about not a ABS light being on, but a check engine light. He has got a relatively new vehicle. He's got a 2012 Ford Taurus. Should be still under warranty, come to think of it, and his check engine light is on, and he wants some advice from Mark Evans. So, Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, that you're absolutely right, Bob. The 2012 first call Paul needs to do is to call the dealer. And this is a great point. I'm glad Paul's bringing it up on the aspect of the year, make, and model. a lot of us out there have the new car out, and we didn't buy it from the dealer. We might have purchased the vehicle from a used car dealer, but you can still cost nothing, and they will not get mad at you. Recalls also are the same way. If you didn't buy it from the dealer, you bought it from a used car dealer, you can still call the dealer and ask them if the 2012, you got to have the VIN number, but get the VIN number and just call them and say, I've got, you know, here's my VIN, the year, make, and model, and I've got, will you guys cover the engine light scan on warranty? So I wanted to get that out to Bob because that's, I get those calls all the time. And everybody's scared, you know, if it's free, that's the great word, free. It costs nothing, so you get it fixed for free. But yeah, if the engine light's on, Paul, definitely you need to have, an engine scan done. And the one thing I want to point out too, Bob, you know, I mentioned earlier, a lot of our listeners can go to the parts stores for free and get a scan, but that's a first stage scan. Their machines don't go into three stages. And so it's kind of like the doctor. You go in, you do a full checkup every single time if your elbow's a little bit sore? No. And cars, you really do want to do a full scan. When you have an engine light on like that, you want to do a full scan because there's over 300 electronic sensors under the hood, and you want to make sure that every single one of them get checked, because if you get a stage one scan, it might not, the scan tool comes back with reports saying, well, there's nothing wrong, but yet we have a light on. So definitely, and it's well worth the money. Bob, can you imagine an independent shop or a dealer, you know, they say, well, we'll scan it for you for $150. Mm-hmm. Well, what you're doing there, you're paying for their time. And the thing that I've always, for over 30 years of repairing cars, it takes us as doctors on cars, it takes us longer to diagnose it and figure what is causing the problem than it is to just replace the part that is the problem. So, for example, somebody has a noise, a tick, 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 or knock, knock, knock. It takes time to figure out what that noise is. And a lot of people say, well, geez, especially us guys, Bob, the home doers, out there, I think it's great that you can do it yourself and save money. But you tend to, you know, if somebody just told you what was wrong, I call it like a stock tip. Gosh, if I said, well, geez, everybody, buy Ford. Because their stock's going to go up. Well, mm-hmm. Instantly you just go buy Ford and it goes up and you make money. And in the car repair business, it's the same thing. So an engine scan is basically that scan tool that will tell Paul on this 2012 Ford Taurus, this is what's wrong. And then at that point, instantly he knows what's wrong and what it's going to cost. And so you're not shooting arrows in the dark trying to hit a target. So get her scanned and gosh, Paul, at that point, too, if it comes up with 2 to 3 codes, I want to say this to everybody: if you get your car scanned, your truck scanned, and you have 3 codes, for example, I want you to go to the third code first, and really make sure that one's fixed first. Because once you get the third, the last code is always the code, Bob, that takes rid of and gets rid of the number one and the number two code. You don't sometimes need to replace all 3 codes, all 3 parts. So
that's good to know, Mark.
Something that we can save a lot of money for people.
Definitely. Jim in Missouri has called back in, so let's see if I can get him on air this time. How do you like that, Matt? I still can't get him on air. I can drop him, but I can't get him on air. So you punch it from that end. Jim, that was my mistake. Thank you so much for calling into the broadcast. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for dialing us up. Do you want to take a stab at that trivia question, or have you got a mechanical question for Mark?
I'll take a stab at that. Would that be a Grand Luxury Hot Rod?
Well, that's a very creative use of the GLH, but no, unfortunately, not correct. Any idea what it was based on? It was a Dodge from the 1980s. It was a very small Dodge. Began with the letter O.
Oh, boy. Oh. Geez, I can't think of that.
No.
Okay, well, no problem. How's your vehicles? How are things running? Can Mark help you in any way?
I'm hoping so. I mean, I've got an old 96 F-150. It's in good shape. I got 160,000 miles on it, original miles, too, I might add. But it's got all the lights on it, the ABS lights on, and, you know, I was just wondering if that has all the four sensors on it, too, being it was old.
Well, Jim, you've got a lucky day here, and it's a great question. The Fords, those older Ford pickups, only have a anti-lock brake system on the rear axle, and the sensor is mounted basically on the third member right in the center. So the ring gear, you only have one sensor. It's right in the center. So you got lucky there. They did not, back in those days, did not put them on the front, and they only put one on the back. So that's awesome, because you only need to replace one sensor. And you, truthfully, can do that one yourself. It's just a 5/16-inch head of a bolt that you undo, that unscrew that bolt, and that sensor. Of course, you have electrical plug-in to undo, and then just turn it left to right, and kind of gradually pull it out, Jim, and it'll pull right on out, and put the new one in, and there's an O-ring to keep the 85-90 weight oil on the rear end from coming out. So just you can spray some WD-40 on that O-ring that's on that new sensor, and just slide it right back in there, kind of turn it left to right again, push it in, and plug it in, and put the bolt in, tighten her up, and here's the key. Everybody, here's another great question too, Bob, that I get asked. Well, Mark, how do I turn my engine light off once I replace the sensor? And where Jim's sitting on his. And he doesn't have a scan tool. Jim, just disconnect the positive battery terminal and leave it off the battery for 5 minutes, and that'll take care of it.
Hope that helps you out, Jim. And if it doesn't, give us a call back. This is Auto World. Give us a call at 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we're live all across North America. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. Also, check out automotiveradionetwork.com, and most importantly, gcnlive.com, where you can listen to not only this show, but a ton of other great shows, gcnlive.com. Listening on KXEL News Talk 1540, it's my pleasure to welcome Rick to the airways of Auto World. Let's see if we can get Rick on the air there. Matt, unfortunately, my computer's being sticky here. How you doing there, Rick? Thank you very much for being with us, and how are things in the greater Waterloo area of Idaho?
Very good, Bob. I had sent an email to Mark, golly, it seems like a month ago at least, regarding a 2001 Ford F-150. I don't know if he was, if you remember it or not, but it was misfiring. And I can read his email real quick here. If you have antifreeze leaking into the cylinders, then it would follow the spark plugs, and they're getting wet with antifreeze. I would recommend doing an engine scan. And, okay, I finally got it over to the dealer, and I've got the engine scan report. They aren't going to change the manifold. I talked to two other people. They said change the manifold. I guess it's plastic or something. But they did. They have... intake manifold gasket, remove, replace, $395.78. And then they've got four other gaskets, you know, very nominal on those. Oil and filter change, $45. Replace the thermostat gasket and thermostat. Since you're there working on it, you know, $21, no big deal. Ignition coils, replace and remove and support, you know, again, $18 and $63. The coils are $151. Couple spark plugs replaced, $63. Anyway, a total of $1,232. I guess my big question is, does that manifold have to be changed? Because the other people, they gave me a quote, and that was part of the quote. Whereas this Ford Auto dealer, you know, it's just gaskets and so forth.
Right. And Rick, I do remember, we were talking through email, and
right.
And I do remember the big word here was the word misfire. And I definitely want to make sure that we get, you know, fix the word misfire. And so you've mentioned the coils. And do they have all of the coils on there to be replaced?
No, just the two. There's two. Evidently, there's okay. two. It's leaking in the one side, one bank, two cylinders.
Good, good. So what we've got then is definitely an intake manifold gasket that has coolant leaking into the cylinders, which would take out those two coils because
yes.
it shares, and that it's sharing antifreeze within those two cylinders on the intake. Now on the question that you have on, do I need to replace that intake manifold? It's composite plastic. Here's what we need to do. And I can't, if you were sitting in my shop today and I was looking at that engine together with you, with the hood open and looking down at that engine, I couldn't tell you if I need to replace that intake manifold right then or not. I would say this. I have to take that intake manifold off to replace the gaskets. But at
right.
that time, Rick, we have to, the shop, and myself too, if you were here at my shop, I would have to check that composite plastic intake manifold for cracks, because
sure.
that intake is composite plastic that is actually bolts into an aluminum head, and they heat up and cool off at different times. So, for instance, the plastic cools off quicker and gets hot quicker, and so they need to check for cracks, and just make sure you mention that, because we want to make sure that it's not warped, too. Back in the early days, you know, our cast iron intake manifolds and our heads get warped and we have to plane them. Well, you
sure.
can't plane. You can't send that intake composite plastic manifold out, you know, to plane it.
Not if it's plastic.
Yep.
And we don't want to have it all back together and then find out that it's cracked somewhere and still leaking.
Exactly. And that's the secret. And you know what? I mean, that crack is a tough one to find with the naked eye, if you know what I mean. So
sure.
I actually have a tool. Bob's always bringing up the word tools, and then I love him. I love Bob. I love him bringing this up because I tell you what, man, you've got to have I've got a powerful, very powerful magnifying with a light in it, magnifying glass with a light in it. And I'm talking about being looking like a doctor then, man. I get sitting on the bench and I'm sitting there looking at this piece of plastic, you know, that you've got with this lighted up magnifying glass looking for cracks. And I'm looking for cracks not only at the two intake ports where we've got the problem, of course, but I have to check the whole thing. Because like you
sure.
said, you don't want to go back there and fight with them. Hey, guys, I got a misfire now on the other side of my engine, you know. So... And by the way, I'm glad you're bringing up the prices to share with all our listeners too, Rick. Because I want to say this, that those prices are perfect. Okay, you're not, they're not. I'm going to be nice here. I'm not saying no bad words, but fun words. You know, you're not getting hosed. That's the best way to say it.
Yeah. Well, $89 an hour labor.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Okay.
Okay, I'm $100 an hour, and I'm cheap, by the way.
So,
okay.
I wish we all could get $100 an hour, Mark. That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's everybody's usually hitting 120, 125.
Okay.
So,
at least I'm in the ballpark. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, $89 an hour. Yeah, like Bob said, it is.
A lot depends on areas of the country, too. So
sure.
Rick's in Iowa, so, you know, it's going to be more expensive in certain areas than others.
Yes. And you're paying, you know, I mean, we've always said this, Bob, and I've always shared this, I'm ASC certified, and, again, you're in the right hands with your technician in your shop that you're talking to, because they're talking what you just read there correctly. I mean, they know what they're doing.
I mean, they gave me a very nice quote. It cost $50, and, you know. I think that's great.
Yep. And $50 paid for that, like we were talking earlier, that diagnostic time to find the problem, you know?
Yeah.
And yes, definitely, there's a lot of people that go and pay that diagnostic time and that, and they get the answer, okay, this is the stock tip, this is what's wrong, your intake manifold gasket's leaking, and then they go home and they try to do it themselves, and yes, I get these calls later. Hey, Mark, I did my intake manifold gaskets myself, and I said, well, congratulations, and you did it right and all, but yeah, Mark, but it's still missing. Well, here's where that $100 an hour comes in. Well, did you have a magnifying glass looking for cracks on that intake when you had it off?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
So, I want to thank Bob again. Bob, again, thank you, because for me being on the air live and being able to share what I've learned and what I know on live with people, you know, and giving my knowledge is it just makes me feel good. And
it's fantastic. It's really great service.
It's sometimes it's a little bit difficult to get it in words here, you know, for everybody, Rick, out, but I do my best, and I take it very seriously, because it is. Every word I say is very serious, and that's, I don't, you know, there's no reason, and I do that live, too, in real life, in the shop. You know, when somebody asks me something, I'm serious, and I tell them what's wrong. I tell them what's going on. And sometimes, you know, when you tell someone something.
I'm just at a dilemma and trying to determine, this has got 240,000 miles on it. Is it worth putting any more money into it, or should I just get rid of it?
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Yes, and that's a question we all look at. You are past the mileage mark of really resale value. Yes, you can get resale value out of it if it's running good and great. But, you know, we definitely look at the miles, and we tend our price, what we're going to pay for it, on the mileage numbers. And,
sure.
And but, Rick, you can keep all those receipts and all the work you've done on it forever. And if you show anyone that you've kept that up and you've spent money keeping it up, and here's all the receipts to show that you've kept it up, you're going to get good quality money out of it. I drove a Lexus LS400 for over 400,000 miles, and I got top dollar out of that car when I sold it. And that's the key. That I kept it waxed, shined, cleaned, mechanically, everything was correct. And so the folks bought it, well, they weren't afraid, and it had nothing about me being a mechanic or a technician. It's that I had facts on paper myself showing them all the repairs I've done, and so here's the proof that this car will go another 400,000 miles because I never let it wear out. So, but yeah, here's what I always say too, and Bob and I have talked about this on the other talk shows, if you really like the car, truck, keep it. Use it.
Okay. The manifold, the price was like $440. Is that right around the ballpark?
Yep, and that's a new price too, by the way. So that's right in the ballpark, yep. Definitely.
Hope that helps you out, Rick. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.